Dallas County Democrats packed the big downtown Hyatt Regency Ballroom. Early in the evening, Zuleika Hussein, who oversees Muslim outreach for the party, was optimistic about Clinton and the party.
And I loved the way the Democratic Party embraced me, appreciated every culture, every religion, every socioeconomic difference.
A few hours later, as Donald Trump's Electoral College count grew, Hussein's optimism dwindled.
I am scared for our country, for all of us that live here, not just the Muslims alone. I'm scared for my future, and I'm scared for the future of our children and grandchildren. I do not want him representing me. Don't want him representing any American. This is not what America is.
She wasn't the only one who turned tearful. Maryam Taeb found it hard to believe so many voters could overlook what she called Donald Trump's character flaws, his many mistakes, and misogyny.
I can't imagine that this could happen today, or that it could happen at all, but I couldn't imagine that it could happen.
As the night turned to early morning, Dallas Democrats could reflect on some bright spots. In the House District 107 race, Victoria Nieve held a paper-thin lead over incumbent Republican Kenneth Sheets. Both Democratic county commissioners held their seats, including John Wiley Price. Sheriff Lupe Valdez was reelected with a 22-point lead.
I took over a department that was a little embarrassing. It was basically the shame of Texas, but now it's changed quite a bit. I want to continue to be transparent. I want to continue to work at getting cameras. Right now, none of our officers have them.
Valdez said there's plenty to work on in Dallas County, no matter what happens on the national front. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.